Hello, and my name is Kenneth. I'm 18 years old, and today's date is December 4, 2023. And I'm speaking with Nico, who is an amazing friend I met here at college. So, Nico, where did you grow up, and what was that like?
Hi, my name's Nico. I'm 18 years old, and I grew up in Bogota, Colombia, as in South America. Bogota is the capital of Colombia, and I explain the city to people as if it was like New York, and it's a huge city. It has a population of around 7 million people. It's pretty big, and it was pretty different. For example, here in the U.S., you guys have like schools as if like, you know, like high schools, and like you've been like from middle and high school like all together with the same people and stuff. For us, it's kind of like you choose the high school you want to go to depending on what you want to do in your future. So that was a big plus of living there. And it's very different. It's traffic is terrible. Like, there's a lot of traffic in Colombia, and it's a dangerous city. I'm not gonna lie. Colombia, it's a pretty dangerous country. And I guess the social life is also very different. You're kind of used to like being friends with the people in your school. For us, it's mostly like finding friends outside of your school, and that's like your main friend group.
Okay, going off of that, can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories in Bogota?
Well, you know about this, but one of the most difficult moments in Colombia was when I was shot. It was in 2016, and I was going out one morning to play volleyball with some friends, and I got someone tried to jump me. In one street, I was just sitting outside waiting for a friend to come out of her house, and he just pointed a gun to my face, and I was kind of dumb, and we kind of like wrestled it out, and he shot me on my leg, and thankfully I was like perfect. So, like, I had to go to therapy and all that stuff. I had to get surgery, but I'm in perfect condition now. Like, I can like walk. I can still do sports, but that was definitely the scariest and most difficult moment.
Okay. Yes, I did know about that. But I feel like it's important to tell each and everybody's story. So
yeah, I agree with that.
What do you feel most grateful for in life?
I'm actually very grateful for change. I feel like change has been a major part in my life. Mm-hmm. So I am now 18 years old, but when I was 8 years old, I had moved to the US to live with my dad because my parents are divorced. And I lived there for a year because I did not like it at all. Just the communication overall with my dad and like my stepmother just wasn't good. So I decided to move back to Colombia, and that was like major change. And then in Colombia, I changed schools a lot because not only I didn't know what I wanted for my future, but neither did my parents know like what like they wanted to like orient me in. Mm-hmm. And it was just a whole change. And now here, that's also one of like the things I most value. Like, thanks to change, now I'm here in college, like in Nebraska. Like, yeah. I didn't even like, you know, like know I wanted to go here. It wasn't like, oh my God, my dream is to go to Nebraska. It just kind of like happened, but I'm extremely grateful for college. Like, volleyball is great here, and that's one of my biggest passions. I'm also very grateful for volleyball. You know, it's pushed me so far. It has taught me discipline, how to stay on track with like what I want to do in my future. Mm-hmm. Like, so many things that I, like, am, again, so grateful for.
That's amazing. I love that. Can you describe one of your happiest moments?
I think one of my happiest moments, I'm not gonna lie, is when in Colombia, so I played volleyball to the professional level, mm-hmm. and the happiest moment was not when I made it to the National League, but when my city decided to post me as one of the representatives for my city. Because for the cities, they choose only 3 representatives or 4, depending on the position you play, to go and represent and then go for the tryouts for national team and all of that. And then the like greatest moment for me was when they were like, hey, we want you to go like first. So then I went and I made it, and that was obviously like very cool. But the happiest moment was definitely like being posted by my city, because, you know, there's a lot of very good players, especially from my city. And again, well, yeah, like being national player and all that stuff was really, really cool. I learned so much. I traveled a lot. I had so many opportunities. It was just overall pretty cool.
Okay. What are the most important lessons you've learned throughout life? Coming from, you know, your life story and volleyball and college, like, what would you like out of those things?
I think, different from everything I've said, actually, I think one of the most important lessons has been that loving yourself and like validating yourself is the most important thing to move on in life. Mm-hmm. So having a different like sexual orientation than like all these little kids like growing up and like not understanding what I'm feeling and kind of like not knowing who to tell and how to like, mm-hmm. you know, like address this, like what do I call it, like where do I stand on this, you know what I mean? It was like very difficult for me, and I did go through like major like depressive episodes, and like I was really sad, and like my mom didn't know what to do. I was going to psychiatrist, psychologist, like it was just a lot. And then it just kind of like clicked for me that like I had to like, you know, get myself together. Like, this is your body, this is your mind, like this is what you're gonna live with for the rest of your life. And if you don't love yourself, how are you gonna like love somebody else? How are you gonna love the things you do? Like, it's just not how it works. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of like changed for me when I went into like eighth grade. I was just like, you know what, like I honestly don't care anymore what people say about me, or like, you know, that I'm different from everybody else. I'm just gonna accept it and make it one of my biggest qualities.
Yeah. Yeah. Through all of that, did anybody hurt you during that time?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Anybody in specific, like a close person? You don't have to say who, but...
No, I don't care. It was definitely my dad. Even if he wasn't trying to, mm-hmm. it was just very like difficult for him to like understand what I was going through. Yeah. He was raised in a very like masculine household and like very like anti-feminist. Like the women had a say in like the kitchen, and like the men were the one that like had to go and like work and stuff like that. And that was just very like hard explaining to my dad, like, hey, I like men. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you're gonna feel about this. He was kind of like taking it as if I was being transgender, like as if I was now gonna do my nails, I was gonna grow out my hair, I was gonna become a girl. And just explaining it to him was just very tough, especially at a young age when not even I knew understand what I was going through. He definitely did hurt me a lot by not understanding and just kind of like being like, no, this is a phase, like this is not who you are, you're just, you know, social media is big on you, so you know, you're just getting caught up in the, you know, the population. And I was like, I don't believe what you're saying. So we kind of like lost a connection and contact for a really long time. And now that I'm in college and I showed him that like my sexuality didn't have to do anything with me getting into college, me doing professional sports, me getting really good grades in school and now in college, that didn't have to interfere anything or have to do anything with my sexuality. And this is now why he's so open to like me and how I've grown as a person. And I think it's been very like, you know, growing, I guess, like it's helped me grow as a person.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good thing, because you guys come so far, like, definitely. You used to be like, no, like, that's not okay, and then now he's like,
yeah,
okay, well,
yeah, no, definitely.
Who is the person that is most, like, what's the word I'm thinking of? Not influential, but supportive of mm-hmm. you being who you are as a person.
Oh, without a doubt, my mother. Like, my mom has been there for me, like, through my ups, my downs, my changes, my questions. Like, mm-hmm. she's been my answer to everything and, like, my call to everything. Like, when I was shy, who did I call? My mom. Mm-hmm. When I didn't know what I was going through, my mom. When I had questions that I had no idea had answers, my mom. Like, she was definitely, like, the biggest part, like, that was supporting of all my decisions, of all my changes, of every question I had that I didn't know how to like ask. Like, she was just always there. Like, for example, moving here, she had to do a great effort to, like, buy me the tickets to fly here. And it was also a great effort for her, like, leaving, like, her child alone in Nebraska. I have no family here, and I just moved here to get an education, you know? And she was completely supportive of that. I told her, I got an internship to, you know, be a lab rat here at the university. And she was like, I like it, go for it. So that was definitely something. And now I'm thriving in college. I'm doing everything by myself. I pay my own bills. I do everything by myself. And I'm just, oh my God, I'm just so happy that I got, like, through everything, you know, with her support. But I definitely wouldn't have done it without her. It was just amazing to have her, and I'm so grateful that she's my mom and she's still beside me on everything I do.
That's good to hear. I think that's why moms are so important. I mean, I feel the same way. If I didn't have my mom, I wouldn't know what to do either, honestly.
I so agree.
But I think that is everything.
Okay.
Bye. Well,
thank you.